Okay, so hello everyone again. Welcome to our second
Hello.
class of diving into meditation. So excited that you're all here today in person and also via phone or maybe listening to the recording at another time. I am so excited that we've made it through our first week of meditation. I would love to maybe begin the class. Let's do a little centering and then we'll share from our experiences from last week. So let's just get all comfy on our chairs and our mats and our beds, wherever it is that we are relaxing right here and now. Because this is our chance to be, to relax, to just breathe, and to receive whatever it is that you need at this time. So just sit comfortably on your chair, closing your eyes, letting your body become super still and relaxed. Take a deep breath in through your nose and then gently release it through your nose or through your mouth. And then inhale deeply one more time, knowing that as you're inhaling, you are connecting all of your being with the prana, with the energy of your breath, and with all that is divine within it. And then as you exhale, give yourself permission to relax, to release any form of stress, any form of worry, any thoughts, any chaos that might be taking place in your life. Let it all go, even if it's just for the next 40 minutes or so. This is your chance to give yourself the gift of meditation, of relaxation, and maybe just finding a new possibility for breathing, a new way of being, uplifting your energy, and elevating your vibration. Inhaling deeply again through the nose. Bringing our awareness and our attention to our heart center. Noticing what is happening right now. Without judging, without limiting it. Without any criticism, just being, just breathing. And we're calling forward the energy of all our angels right here and now to surround us, protect us, guide us, and direct us, and to ensure that everything which is taking place during our class tonight serves your highest healing, highest good, and highest joy. Inhale deeply through the nose and then exhale fully. We call on the energy, the vibration of Archangel Michael right now. Michael is the protector, the savior. And if you've never worked with angels before, it's quite all right. It is simply the energy of love and light. They are the messengers of the divine. There is no religion with angels. There is no denomination. It is simply a vibration that is super high. And when we connect with this vibration, angels can help us overcome any of the challenges or difficulties that we might be facing in our life. And the thing about it is that it doesn't really matter if it's a tiny little thing or a huge thing in our mind, because angels are not judging. The only ones that judge are ourselves. Angels are always by your side, always ready to lend you, I was going to say a hand, but it's more like a wing, to help you be, to help you find what's really inside of you. So when we're connecting with the energy of Archangel Michael, we're calling forward protection for us. Begin to see yourself enveloped in a beautiful white light of energy all around you, a big bubble of white light. surrounding you, protecting you, guiding you, and directing you. And so this energy is elevating. And then we ask Archangel Michael to begin to cut any etheric energy cords that are no longer serving us. These cords are not something you can see, though sometimes you can feel them. And they're usually thrown to us by different people in our lives. And most of the time, these people don't even know they're doing it. But when a cord is kind of thrown our way, it begins to take away from our energy. It begins to drain us. It begins to limit and constrict us. So when we ask Archangel Michael to begin to cut the energy of his cords, we're not like pushing away the person that might have sent them. We're simply cutting that energy cord that is not serving us at this time. And we're calling the energy of Archangel Raphael to begin to spread love and healing for all the people in our lives, for all the events, for all the circumstances, so that everything and everyone is healed right here and now. So continue to breathe and to exhale and to allow the energy of Archangel Michael to move in and through you to cut all those energy cords that are not serving you. It's like you're taking an energetic shower that is clearing the energy field that's around your body. We're also asking Archangel Michael to vacuum away any negative thinking, negative thoughts, and any beliefs that might not be serving us, whether they're conscious or unconscious at this time. Again, there's nothing for you to do. Just breathe and be, and allow this energy to begin to move out of you. Let these angels transmute it and transform it for you. And typically what happens during the transformation is that you feel much more centered, much more peaceful, and a lot lighter. Like 100 pounds has just been taken away from you. So we continue to have all of these cords taken away from us, including any psychic attacks that we might have experienced consciously or unconsciously. Let it all be removed by Archangel Michael right now. And continue to see yourself surrounded in a big bubble of white light. And as you continue to tune in with the energy of Archangel Raphael, begin to see this light shifting into a beautiful, bright emerald green color that is bringing you healing from the inside out. It is removing any sense of limitation, any restriction, any resistance you might have been feeling. And it's bringing you back to you, to the real you inside of you. Inhale deeply through the nose and then slowly exhale. And then we call forward the energy of Archangel Daniel. Daniel is an angel that you don't typically hear about. He is one of the 9 angels of the energy field. We use Daniel in integrated energy therapy. And Daniel can help you remove any sense of anger, resentment, whether it's conscious or unconscious, and also remove any anger. I already said anger, so judgment and criticism. So again, nothing for you to do, simply breathe, release, relax. And in the place of all the emotions we might have been carrying inside of us, let's go forward the energy of forgiveness. Let's show you that it's easy, safe, and possible for you to forgive yourself and forgive any people, any situations, or any circumstances that might have done you wrong in the past. Forgiving is not condoning. It is not justifying. It is simply giving yourself a gift to no longer have those strenuous ties of all the grudges, all the resentment, all the anger we might have been holding inside of us. Let's bring in this forgiveness and let's just have Daniel do his job. Bring in the forgiveness, removing the anger from the liver and gallbladder and any resentment we might have been holding in our spleen. It's all being removed and transformed right now as we invite forgiveness in. And then we call in the energy of Archangel Cassiel to begin to open up our hearts to more unconditional love so that we can love and accept ourselves and each other even more fully, so that we can fully release any form of heartache or betrayal we might have experienced in the past. Letting it all go and connecting with this beautiful, expansive energy of unconditional love. This energy that simply loves you because you're you, not because of how much money you're earning or what title you have on your job or how good or bad of a mom or grandma you are. It is simply an energy that just loves you without conditions, without names, without labels, without any judgment. Pure unconditional love. Begin to feel and see this energy as swirly rainbows of pink light, roses all around you. Smell the roses. Connect with the color pink coming in to feel the grace that already lies inside of you. And then moving down in our system to the third chakra, the third energy center, right in our solar plexus, in our abdomen. And imagine you have a huge sun ball right there with its rays of light radiating all over your body, all over your mind, all over your being. It is bright and yellow, and it smells like lemons. Connecting with the center of power within you, calling forward the energy of Archangel Sarah, allowing Sarah to remove any stress from yourself, from your adrenal glands, to just simply release the cortisol and bring forward ease and grace in your life, a perfect healing for your adrenals and for all the organs in your digestive system. You are powerful, you are strong. It is safe, easy, and possible for you to stand in your power, for you to honor your truth without needing comparison or validation or anyone's approval for it. You are who you are. This is your power. This is your spiritual truth that you're connecting with at your navel, right under your belly button, right here and now. And then moving down to your sacral chakra, beginning to notice this as the sun setting on the horizon. Big, beautiful orange in color. Blessing you with its light. Bringing you everything you need at this time for perfect harmonious relationships. For your sensuality, for your sexuality, to heal any organs in this area. And to connect you again with your creativity so that you can remember that you are a creative being filled to overflowing with so much creativity that you can channel in all areas of your life, whether you write, whether you paint, whether you dance, whether you practice yoga, however you want to channel this energy, however you wish to express it. Know that it is safe to express yourself in the way that you are. So we're connecting this chakra with this throat chakra, right in the middle of your throat, to heal all the organs in the throat, your thyroid and parathyroid, to enhance your immunity, and to just allow you to fully express yourself from the heart, clearly, honestly, transparently, with integrity. It is so safe to be who you are, and it is so safe to express your gifts of creativity and to share them with everyone in the universe, because nobody can do it the way that you can. Inhale deeply to connect fully with this energy center as we move down to the bottom of your spine, your root chakra, the base of your spine, connecting you to your tribe, to your family of origin, imagining a big, bright red ball shining in the bottom of your spine, allowing you to ground your energy with Mother Earth, feeling so safe, feeling so grounded, letting go of any issues that have to do with finances, anything that has to do with the family of origin, releasing this into the arms of Archangel Michael one more time so he can remove any fear that might still be lodged on your hips and bring forward more flexibility, more fluidity, so you can flow easily and gently in your life. And then inhale deeply as you take this breath and we align and open up all the energies of your chakras, of your energy centers in your body, coming all the way up to the top of your spine, in your neck, bringing a healing for your neck, for your shoulders, for your breath, for your lymphatic system, for your liver, for your gallbladder, for your lungs, releasing any grief that you might have been holding in your lungs. And then opening up the energy at the top of your head, your crown chakra, picturing a spinning, beautiful lavender, bright purple ball moving all around in circles, opening your crown, connecting you even deeper with divinity as your third eye in the middle of your forehead begins to open as well. Big, bright, indigo, blue light, opening up your eyes, showing you that it's safe, easy, and possible for you to see with your inner eye, that it is safe, easy, and possible for you to connect with your intuition. That it is safe to see the unseen, and you're already doing it in your life. Inhale deeply and allow all of this energy to move in and through you, bringing a healing, bringing you faith, trust, and well-being. Giving yourself all this unconditional love for showing up here tonight or whenever you're listening to the recording, for committing to find your inner stillness, your peace, your enhanced health and well-being. So no matter how many times you were able to meditate in the past week, it's okay, because you're still showing up, you are still committed to creating positive change and transformation in your life. Take a deep breath in, and then suspend your breath as you allow all of this healing to continue to take place, imprinting the divine blueprint in all the cells of your being and all the spaces within the self. And then exhale fully, letting go of anything that's still not serving you. Inhaling deeply one more time, and then exhaling fully. Inhaling deeply, grounding your energy into the earth so you can feel fully supported and connected at all times. As above, so below. You are deeply connected to divinity within you, to the sky, to the earth, all meeting in the center of your heart. And then slowly begin to bring your energy and your awareness back to here and now, back to your body. You can begin to wiggle your toes or move your fingers in your hands. And then open up your eyes when you're ready. You're now fully awake, alert, and aware, and ready to create your perfect mindfulness and meditation time. So let's check in. How are you feeling? What are we noticing that it's different or changed since we got started? Anyone in person or on the phone, feel free to speak up, but you don't have to. It's always optional. Someone here in person says she's feeling very relaxed, very still, beautiful. Anybody else would like to share? At peace. Beautiful. Awesome. So let's just open up the lines one more time. If anyone would like to share what your experience with meditation has been like for the past week since we first started this course. Again, like I said in the meditation, whether you got to do it once, every day, every other day, however it showed up for you, it's okay. No need to judge it. No need to criticize it. You can always do better next time. So would anyone like to share their meditation experience? Yes. Beautiful. So someone here is talking about how she does a morning meditation every day for 36 minutes. That's incredible. And what have you experienced throughout the time that you've been doing it? What kind of changes have you noticed in yourself, if you don't mind sharing? Maybe one or two.
Just that I'm much calmer to start the day. Fighting with the traffic. It's traffic seems slow in those days when you do meditation.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So I don't know if you guys can hear on the line, but she was just sharing with us how she notices more synchronicities. Begins the day on a better note, and you're not struggling during the day, which I think that's very amazing and definitely worth trying and committing to meditating so we can actually get benefits like that. Although we're not going to attach to the benefits because we're all different and we all experience it in a different way. It's definitely nice to know that even science is proving so many benefits coming forward from meditation and from mindfulness. I was at the store. I was at Whole Foods 2 days ago, and I saw the cover for New Jersey Magazine. On the cover, they have mindfulness. Now, New Jersey Monthly is not like a yoga magazine. It's not a meditation magazine. It's a magazine that talks about like restaurants and life. So this is different, okay, to have mindfulness on their cover. And then I was at another supermarket. Apparently, I have to buy a lot of food for my grown kids. And I noticed Time actually has a special issue on mindfulness as well. It's in all the grocery stores. So I actually picked it up too, but I don't have it with me right now. So it's big. It's happening. People are catching on, you know. They're catching the bug of mindfulness and meditation. And even doctors are beginning to prescribe it as part of the treatment. We're talking about medical doctors who maybe just 2 years ago, I'm not even talking about 5, 10, 15 years ago, because we know that meditation has been around for thousands of years. But just 2 years ago, they might not have said much about it, you know, and now they're actually prescribing it as part of a treatment to treat different illnesses and symptoms. So I think that is amazing because it's going mainstream, and I think if more people begin to connect with meditation, with mindfulness, with coming back to the breath, wow, what a change we're going to see in our society and in the world. Because really, when you connect with peace and stillness within you, that's what you're vibing. That's what you're sharing with the world. So it's not selfish to take the time for you to sit down and meditate, whether it's the, you know, 5 minutes in the morning or 7 minutes or 36 minutes or however long you want to make it. But you're doing something good for yourself, you're doing something good for your family, you're doing something good for the people you work with, and you're doing something good like worldwide, because it's contagious. And so it only takes a few people to get the ball rolling, and then it's going to be expanding exponentially. So awesome. Awesome for being here, awesome for connecting and making a commitment to make this change and this transformation for yourself and for our planet, you know, because we really need it at this time too. It's really, there's a lot of tumultuous energy still around, so it's really good that we are making the change for ourselves first and then allowing the cosmic ripples to begin to move all over our planet and the world. So awesome. Thumbs up to you. So with the remaining of our time here, I want to play a little bit more with the breath, because I personally notice myself that it's a little bit more difficult for me to just be completely silent in my meditation and just have to come back to the breath without any form of counting or segmenting or giving something for my mind to stay occupied. When I do just, you know, the regular come back to the breath, notice the thoughts, but come back to the breath, I feel that my mind gets distracted more often. I don't know if that's also your experience or not, but I find it really useful to have a particular breath pattern that I'm following, because at least then my mind becomes engaged in the counting. So whether we're doing inhale to four, suspend the breath, four, exhale for four, or eight, 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 or whichever it is, and we're going to actually experience it and practice together now, it really gives my mind something to do so I can really go in deeper and I don't have as many distracting thoughts. So let's play with it now together. If you're listening to a recording, play with it as you're listening to a recording. And then this is also going to be your homework for the next week. So you're going to pick one or two of these breathing exercises that we're doing, and you're going to just commit to do it for a minimum of 7 minutes a day. So first thing in the morning is ideal, but if that doesn't work for you, make it real. Make it what works for you. Maybe during your lunch break, maybe before you go to bed, maybe you just go to the bathroom and meditate while you're at work for just 7 minutes. Everyone thinks you're doing something else, but you're actually meditating. So whatever works for you, make it work. And remember, if you're in a space that you have created for meditation, whether it's a bathroom in your house or a closet or a laundry room, whatever that is for you, make it your space so then your mind and your body becomes tuned into the idea that, oh, this is my space, this is my time to meditate. So same space, same place, same time every day is completely ideal. But if that doesn't work for you because of the lifestyle that you're leading right now, Then, like I said last week, just keep it real. Keep it real, but just show up. The most important thing is just showing up, committing, and allowing it to unfold. It doesn't matter if you have a good session or a bad session, or all that you had going on in your mind was a list for the day. Just show up and do it. Show up and practice it. That's what's called a practice. It doesn't happen overnight. It's just, it builds upon itself. It's all about practicing it. So, before I actually share the first breathing exercise, I want to read you a little something in a book I picked up that is really like maybe 12 pages long. It's called Buddha in Blue Jeans. It's an extremely short, simple Zen guide to sitting quietly and being Buddha. So, this is what this author has to share, and I thought it was really cute and very useful. Pretty much every page, it's all about like just sitting and going back to the breath. So he says, I wrote this book for one reason, to encourage you to sit quietly every day. And then he has a little poem he wrote on the first page. It says, sit quietly. You can close your eyes and just listen to this if you like. It says, this is the most important Zen practice. It is the classroom for living a wise and kind life. Sit anywhere and be quiet. On a couch, a bed, a bench, inside, outside, leaning against a tree, by a lake, at the ocean, in a garden, on an airplane, in your office chair, on the floor, in your car. Meditation cushions are okay too. Sit at any time, morning, night, 1 minute, 3 years. Wear what you've got on. Loosen your waist so that your belly can move with your breath. Sit as relaxed as possible. Relax your muscles when starting and during sitting. Sit with your back straight but not stiff. Keep your head upright with your ears level. Respect all medical conditions. Only take a posture you can. All postures are okay. Do what you can do. Breathe naturally through your nose. Enjoy breathing. Feel your breath. Watch your breath. Become your breath. Be like a cat purring. Follow your breath like ocean waves coming in and out. When you get distracted, come back to the simplest and most basic experience of being alive, your breathing. That's it. No belief. No program, no dogma. You do not have to be Buddhist. You can be of any faith, religion, race, nationality, gender, relationship status, or capacity. Just sit quietly, connect with your breath, and pay attention to what happens. You will learn things. Do it when you want. You decide how much is enough for you. If you do it daily, it will get into your bones. Please enjoy sitting quietly. And then in the bottom, he has a tiny, tiny little script, and it says, you will learn this sitting quietly. So let's inhale deeply. Since you're already sitting quietly, wherever it is that you're sitting comfortably, with your eyes closed, and just begin by inhaling deeply through your nose, and then slowly exhaling through your nose. Inhaling deeply one more time. And then fully exhaling. Inhaling deeply. And then slowly exhaling. And then slowly bring your palms together in prayer pose right at the center of your chest. So the hands are touching each other, but they're not touching your chest. And then You're going to be folding the ring finger in or down so that they're pressing on top of the opposite hand. The other fingers remain extended as if you're praying, and the thumbs do not cross. The eyes are only a little tiny slit open, so they're 9/10 closed. Inhale deeply through the nose in one stroke, meaning counting to one, and then exhale in four equal strokes. Inhale deeply through the nose to one stroke, and exhale in four equal strokes. Inhale deeply through the nose, and then exhale in four equal strokes. And then continue a couple of rounds at your own pace, and then we're going to add a mantra, because this is a Kundalini yoga meditation, and we're going to mentally repeat this mantra in our mind. And the mantra is, Sa, ta, na, ma. And the mantra, you're going to be repeating it as you're exhaling to the count of four. So as you exhale one, you would repeat sa. As you exhale two, you would repeat ta. As you exhale three, you would repeat na. And as you exhale four, you would repeat ma. This is happening silently in your mind. So inhaling to the count of one stroke, and then exhaling in four equal strokes, repeating in your mind, sa, ta, na, ma. Continue at your own pace. Continue with your meditation, repeating the mantra. This mantra is in the language of Kundalini Yoga, which is Gurumukhi. And Sa means beginning, infinity, the totality of everything that ever was, is, or will be. Ta is life, existence, and creativity that manifests from infinity. Na is death, change, and the transformation of consciousness. Ma is rebirth, regeneration and resurrection, which allows us to consciously experience the joy of the infinite. Mantras are powerful tools for clearing and restructuring the subconscious mind. And the meditation you're doing right now is the four-stroke breath for meditative balance. Now inhale deeply through the nose, suspend your breath, exhale, and relax your hands. And then slowly bring your awareness back to here and now, and open up your eyes when you're ready. So how are we feeling? What was that experience like? Would anyone like to share? Yes. Someone here said the mind stays much quieter when you have a focus. All right, we're going to try one more before we finish our class today. So go back to sitting and close your eyes. This is an 8-stroke breath for energy and stress release. This one is really easy. You're basically sitting down with your spine straight, either on a mat, on a chair. The chin is slightly pulled in. The chest is lifted. The eyes are closed, and you're fully concentrating on your breath. So close your eyes. And now we're inhaling deeply through the nose to the count of 8, or 8 equal strokes. And then exhale through the nose in one deep and powerful stroke. Then inhaling through the nose for 8 equal strokes. And then exhale, one long, powerful stroke. Inhale through the nose for 8 equal strokes. And exhale for one long stroke. And then continue at your own pace. Do 4 more rounds, please. Now inhale deeply after your last round. So finish this last round and then inhale deeply through the nose. So inhale deeply through the nose and hold the breath for 10 seconds. Then exhale through the nose. Inhale deeply through the nose again and hold the breath for 15 seconds as you are rolling your shoulders. And then through the nose, exhale powerfully. Inhale deeply one more time through the nose. And then hold the breath again for 15 seconds. And then this time roll your shoulders as fast as you can. And then exhale and relax. This meditation also comes from Kundalini Yoga. It's the 8-stroke breath for energy and stress relief. We only did it 2 or 3 minutes right now. Yogi Bhajan, who's the master that brought Kundalini Yoga to the U.S., says, the 8 strokes will make you watch and count the breath, and that will force you to relate to your breath. Best procedure is that you do this every evening. 11 minutes a day of 8 strokes breathing can give you enough energy to balance your daily consumption of energy and take you out of stress. Is it possible? Do you have 11 minutes? So slowly bring your awareness and your attention to here and now. And then notice what you notice. Notice what has changed for you during our time together tonight or when you're listening to this recording. And feel free to journal any of this in your meditation journal. Would anyone like to share any closing comments, questions, anything that's coming up for you, either right now through the class or for the past week while you've been meditating? Right, I think we're all still pretty peacefully spaced out. So we're going to let it go. We're just going to inhale together one more time, sending this peaceful vibration into the universe, remembering and knowing that as we change from within, we create ripples of positive change everywhere in the world. Thank you so much for being here tonight or for listening to the recording, for committing yourself to your perfect meditation practice. If you can do it every day, awesome. If not, do it whenever you can, however you can, but just do it. Commit to doing it and begin to see your life changing right in front of your eyes. Have an amazing night, a restful sleep, and a beautiful week until we meet again next time. Same place, same time. Satnam, namaste. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good night.